There are times we all worry about our salvation. We worry about our relationship with God. But God, over and over and over again through His Word, wants to encourage us and inspire us to recognize the fact He loves us and cares about us, and He's on our side. So we've been talking about those various things that contrast the anxiety and fears that we have with the spiritual security God wants each of us to understand for ourselves, that He loves us. And so we've been talking about these various aspects of God's mercy, the promises that He gives us to save, the fact that He gives us His Holy Spirit as a guarantee of our salvation, that He rescues us and wants to give us eternal life, and the fact that, of course, He's always on our side. In fact, oftentimes we may even confuse the one that really is our accuser, the one that really opposes us. Don't forget that when you're anxious about things, when it comes to your salvation, remember who the real accuser is. The accuser is Satan. The devil is the one that accuses us. And in Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, it's certainly a reminder of that. Now here's what it says, Revelation 12, 10. It says this: "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, 'Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ have come.'" And of course, that's what God's intent is. That's what His heart is. That's what He wants for each of us. And here's what He says after that. He says, "These things have come for the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down," and says they overcame Him by the blood of the Lamb. And so we see very clearly who wants you to feel anxious, who wants you to feel worried, who wants to impact you with those thoughts and those attitudes, who sprays those kinds of thinkings and those kinds of attitudes toward us. Well, we know the God of this age is Satan. We know that he broadcasts his attitudes and his moods. And so keep that in mind. When worry and anxiety come, realize that's not from God. He's not looking down trying to condemn you. He wants to save you. Remember, those thoughts and those feelings and those fears are right from Satan himself in so many circumstances. I mean, sometimes it can be our own thinking, our own attitudes, but oftentimes Satan would love to trip us up by infecting us with his evil attitudes. So don't let that happen. Recognize where that's coming from, and with God's power, we can put that in its place, and he won't bother us at all. So that's an important aspect of that worry and fear that we might have. I'd like to conclude with one final thought. A seventh point when it comes to the concerns that we might have on our worries and our salvation. Here's an important thing. God not only is on our side, but God also helps us battle anxiety. Have you ever thought that? That we're not on our own? That we don't have to face these challenges and the stress and the worries on our own. We actually have a God who battles for us. He's going to stand up for you. He's going to help you. He's not just going to say, "Well, do better." No, he's actually going to help us. And there's a powerful passage in the book of Isaiah. It's in Isaiah 41, beginning in verse 9. Notice this powerful passage to help us understand God's in the battle with us and battles for us. Isaiah 41, verse 9. Here's what it says. Toward the end of the verse, it says, "You are my servant. I have chosen you and have not cast you away." That's important to begin with. When we worry and we fear, we have anxiety. Hey, read that passage. God hasn't cast us away. He's chosen you. He's chosen each of us. Then he goes on, verse 10. "Fear not, for I am with you." We could say, don't have anxiety, God is with us. Don't have the worries, God is there with us. In fact, he goes on, you know, making this point even stronger. He says, "Fear not, I'm with you." And then he says, "Be not dismayed, for I am your God." He goes on, "I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. You know, those are powerful thoughts coming right from the heart of God, that God does love us. He does care for us. It's by his power that we can overcome worries and fear and anxiety. So when those feelings start to come, remember those things. Remember each of these things are powerful reminders that we have a constant help in our great God. In fact, it's a reminder, when those fears come, we can take them to God. We can go before God. We can lay it out before him and say, God, I'm worried. I'm fearful. I'm anxious today. Help me with my anxieties. I think God loves that kind of a prayer. And what's his response? Don't be dismayed. Don't be worried. Don't be fearful. I'm with you, and I will give you the strength. I'll give you rest, he says as well. So don't worry. Put these things into practice as much as you possibly can, and it will certainly help you to overcome the anxieties about your salvation. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.